Thank you for listening to the inspirational message for the week of November 16th, 2020. We at Second Presbyterian Church pray that this will be a blessing to you today and in the days to come. The scripture reading for this message comes from the Sermon on the Mount, as written in the book of Matthew. Hear the words of Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled with your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. As I was walking the other morning, I listened again to Reverend Henry's sermon from Sunday, November 8th. The passages from Isaiah and Paul's letter to the Corinthians centered on our relationships and how we are called to seek reconciliation with others as a way of sharing our love of God. If we follow practices such as fasting, observing the Sabbath, and worshiping, but do not go out and serve those in need, we are not fulfilling God's requirements of us. We are commanded to reach out to others in service. This passage from Matthew has what seems to me a little twist on this commandment. We understand that if we've treated someone poorly, we need to reach out, apologize, ask for forgiveness. In this passage, however, we're told to go to those who have done something that hurts us. What if it isn't our fault if there's a rift in the relationship? Shouldn't the other person come to us if they hurt us? Why do we need to be the ones reaching out for healing? We've probably all felt that way at one time or another, especially in this year, 2020. We've been cooped up at home with the same people all the time, have dealt with people on Zoom instead of in person where we can have better conversations sometimes, and we've had one of the most contentious elections in our memory. Has a friend posted something on social media or made a side comment that was hurtful to you? Could we possibly have said something that was misinterpreted by somebody else and that other person thinks we've insulted them and now they act mad at you? Are we bitterly waiting for an apology? We are called by Christ to work on broken areas of the relationship, regardless of who started the separation. We are called to reconcile with our brothers and sisters. We are called to nurture relationships as Jesus reaches out to us in love. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians, God has given us the ministry of reconciliation, entrusting us to be ambassadors for Christ. May Jesus walk with you in your journey of reconciliation and peace with others. Amen.